Here's something you've probably heard before. If global warming is real, why is it so cold outside?
We keep hearing that 2014 has been the warmest year on record. I asked the chair, you know what this is? It's a snowball. And that's just from outside here. So it's very, very cold out, very unseasonal. So here, Mr. President, catch this.
That was Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe, chairman of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works, throwing a snowball across the Senate floor last year to make a case against global warming. Inhofe isn't the only person for whom cold weather increases skepticism about climate science. According to new research, if the weather where you live is colder than normal, you're more likely to be skeptical about the scientific consensus on climate change. Peter Howe, one of the study's co-authors, explains.
We're looking at daily records at the local level. So in your recent experience, if there have been more record hot days than record cold days, then from what our study says, you know, more people in that place are likely to believe global warming is happening than in a place where there have been maybe more low temperature records than high temperature records.
Perhaps it's hard to imagine a warming planet when it's so cold outside your front door, but the juxtaposition is not at odds with what scientists tell us about our changing global climate. While it may be colder in some places, there are many more places where it is warmer, as is the planet as a whole.
This past year, 2016, it looks like it's going to be the hottest year on record. 2015, before that, was the hottest year on record. But because the climate system is variable, you know, we're likely to see extremes both high and low at the local level, even though it might be record cold in a place on one particular day. If you put that into the long-term trend, that place is still likely to be warming.
A link to the study can be found at our website. For Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Daniel Kinka.